531.
The Polynesian Panther Party celebrates its 50-year anniversary today. The Polynesian Panther Party was founded by young New Zealand-born Pacific in Auckland's inner-city suburbs. And among that initial group, Will Ilolahia, who was the Panthers' chairman for its first 5 years. Will spoke yesterday with Kalia Strong from our PMN News team, and Kalia asked Will what the anniversary meant to him.
It feels a long time. You know how sometimes when you just think, oh, it was like last year or the year before, but, you know, 50 years has been a really long time. You know, so that's my feeling. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Do you think times have changed much, or is there still more to do?
There have been changes. There have been improvements. But racism is a really hard disease to get rid of. Multiculturalism and that kind of stuff is developing. I mean, it's one of the big buzzes I've got is seeing the media, you know, doing te reo. You know, that's a big improvement.
Yeah. And you talk about it, you call it a disease, which hopefully means there can be healing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And do you see that happening?
I think, you know, especially with the young people, you know, because the whole Dawn Raid thing was brought out again by these young plantation conversations. I like to thank Benji and Therese. They were the ones that brought it back out again, you know. And so, you know, supporting the rangatahi. And now we've finally got the, after all these years, for them to say, sorry. But when she said it, you know, it wasn't like you could feel it was, oh, mālo, thank you very much. You know, when she said sorry, it felt like a bit empty, you know. And so that's why we're pushing for this thing called Pathways to Residency. We're actually saving the government department by not compensating those that got caught. It'll cost us taxpayers, not the government, us taxpayers, all that money for trying to track down all those people that got sent back. Some of them are passed away and all that. So what we're seeing is Pathways to Residency. And there's only 10,000 overstays at the moment. And I'm sure if the government was smart enough, that 10,000 overstays that were gone down to the growing east, you know, because a lot of these overstays, they actually get money, they get paid far less than what they're getting paid. You know, I've got a client who has been here for 17 years. His two sons are, his oldest son, head boy at a school. His two sons have played rugby. One of his sons is on the verge of playing for New Zealand, but can't.
Because I was thinking before, if you were born in New Zealand, you did have residency, but that's changed now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was changed recently by the one of the government department, one of the government parties and that kind of stuff. You know, you couldn't have it.
Mm. Yeah. So you're saying you could help track down or look at tracking down the people that are overstayers and look at a path to residency?
Yeah, no, what we're saying, pathway to residency, is actually to those overstayers that are presently overstaying. You know, the majority, unfortunately, are Tongans, but...
No. Yeah. Not to put in a country on anything.
Yeah, but, you know, Asians, other Pacific and all that, you know, so that's the present. So that... Anyway, for us that's fought for this for so long, I feel that's a good way of getting it. And also, it's, you know, it's also, we, you know how we as a nation have done some very revolutionary things? You know, like French bombing, giving women the vote, anti-Springboks and tour. This is a good example, because we're only talking about 10,000. America has given the pathways to residency to 33 million. You know what I mean? So it's...
Okay, you say when the Prime Minister apologised, it was kind of... it was just words, really. But a proper one is coming, don't you think, in 2 weeks' time? Do you think there'll be a bit more in that?
Well, indications that we've got from our spies in the government departments is that they're just going to explain what that apology is. That they're not giving us any indication that that you know there's going to be something more. So we're kind of thinking, just as we shut down the Dawn Raids by raiding the ministers, that we're going to have a rally there that's going to be called Blackout on the 26th of June. For two reasons. One, black because that's our national colour. So we're asking everybody to turn up in black. Second, for some of our groups, for some of our ethnicity, like Tongans, black is, you wear it as a sign of respect or mourning. And, you know, this is our way of mourning those that had been picked up and thrown back to the islands, or those that have died, those that have gone through a lot of trauma. You know, recently we had a tour in the South Island where a lady got up and she was crying, you know, and she would have been about in her 60s. And she was crying because it was the first time she was able to tell her story. She took off down to Invercargill. Now, anybody's been to Invercargill, that's a cold place. But that's how traumatic she felt to get out of Tamaki Makaurau. She went down all that way there too. And when we went there to talk, Dr. Milani and Alec and Ting and them, when they went down to talk, and Pauline, she stood up. And it was the first time ever that she could feel comfortable about telling her trauma. Any of our families, you know, you get stories of our families, you know, asking our uncles or aunties, what was it like? And they just don't want to remember.
I think you said the right word when you said trauma.
Mm.
It's deep hurt.
Oh, it's deep. So that's why we're doing the blackout, you know, but plus, you know, it is our colours. You know, that's our national colours, so blackout.
And Will Irolahia, one of the founding members of the Polynesian Panther Party and its first chairman for the first 5 years, speaking with Kalia Strong from our PMN News team.